Good morning on Friday the 14th. Nice little day yesterday. Swept all the basketball plays and 2-3 on hockey, 6-3 overall. And the hockey, two losses were same game parlays, which is interesting because then the games were, picking the winners were 2-1 on the games, which was interesting because yesterday was a bloodbath. There was minus 300, 200, and 300 type favorites getting their butts kicked badly. One of those was our one loss. Carolina to win by 2. They lost 6-0 to an inferior team. And that wasn't the worst of the games out there. Nashville was close to a 400-point, 4-1 favorite. They lost pretty bad. Anyway, so let's get on to hopefully another winning day here. We'll start with hockey this time. We'll finish with NBA, which I have a number of great picks on, I think. So, three games. Dallas visiting Florida. Florida, minus 200 favorite. We're going to take them on the regulation line at minus 135. They should win this game. They should do it in regulation. I don't like laying 200, so I'm not going to. There won't be anything wrong with that if you want to. There is good value there. Dallas should not be able to stay close to Florida in this, but anything can happen any given game, as we saw yesterday. Anaheim and Minnesota. I have a couple picks on this, three of them actually. I like the over 5.5. I do believe it'll be a high scoring game. I don't think that'll be too much in risk. And then now Minnesota is a minus 150 to minus 160 favorite, depending on where you're looking, maybe even higher in some places. 150 is the best I've seen. And regulations at plus 100. I'm going to split it up. I'm going to do a unit total on the side. I'm going to take 150 on the money line so they can go to overtime if necessary. I don't think it's going to happen, by the way. I don't think that's the case, but minus 150 is a pretty good value for money line. And then plus 100 to do it in regulation, which I like even more. If you're only going to do one, do the regulation line. You're paying no juice. And then, because we have a correlated play here, I'm going to do the same game parlay. I'm going to take Minnesota to win and over 4.5 at minus 105. This is giving me a little cushion if it's a lower scoring game. And Anaheim at times can be challenged to score goals. So this way we can get a 3-2 Minnesota win and get that same game parlay, just in case. Finally, we go to Colorado and Arizona. This is probably the biggest favorite I've seen the entire season. The biggest I've seen, I can't remember one bigger than this. I've seen it get as high as minus 600. It's a little lower than that now. Actually, minus 667, I think I saw it one time. That is crazy. Anyway, there's not a whole lot of ways to play this game. The only way I can play this, and again, this is the same game probably. Now, your books, most all books have these as a double result. For example, you can pick Colorado to win. Colorado won by 1.5. Colorado won by 2.5. And they matched up with the score. So they're doing their parlays. They just are a little more strict on what they'll allow for numbers. So you got to find the books that will let you do whatever you want. But in this case, I've got Colorado must win by 2. In other words, so Colorado puck line minus 1.5 and the game to go over 5.5 and getting that at plus 105 and I'm taking it for a full unit. All of these, by the way, are full units. Florida regulation, the Minnesota a unit total between regulation and money line, and then the over on that Minnesota game is a unit. And the parlay, same game parlay is a unit. And then the Colorado, Arizona, same game parlay is one unit for, again, Colorado minus 1.5 and the game over 5.5. The total on the game is 6.5, and it probably goes over that. But again, because Arizona is so challenged, it's 6-0 is a serious Colorado win, but doesn't go over the total. I don't like that opportunity there, so I'm not going to play the total. And I'm not ever going to pay minus 600 on a game under any circumstances. And I'll clarify that. Value is value. Let me clarify that. If this game is played 10 times in a row with Arizona at Colorado, the same players, injury issues, etc., Colorado wins 9 of the 10 games. Therefore, the true value is minus 900. Or minus 800, actually. You would lose, minus 800. You would lose $800 on you would win $800 on, if you're trying to bet, you're betting 600 to 100. You win $800 on the eight wins, and you lose $800 on the one loss. So, yeah, so 8-1 there. So minus 600 is actually value. But I don't know anybody that wants to put minus 600 in a game like this straight up, because it's just anything can happen, right? But again, value is value, just to be fair. So I don't want to speak out of two sides of my mouth there. Always bet for value. It just doesn't seem right to put 600 on a game, minus 600 in a game. So -1.5 and over 5.5 at +105 is significantly better value for the better to play. And that's what I'm playing. And then finally, we're going to go with the three-team parlay again, because this is I like all these. First of all, you're throwing, you could take Colorado out because it's too much juice, but why? They're going to win the game. So Florida to win in a full game money line, Minnesota to win in a full game money line, and Colorado to win in a full game money line is +192. I can't pass that up for a unit at, 1.92 to 1. If you like more security, you could actually do reverse puck lines, Florida +1.5, Minnesota +1.5, and then just do Colorado to win on the money line. And I think you'd be very, I checked these, I think it was -136. So you're not paying any more juice than you are in the Florida game or the Minnesota game. And you can actually lose Florida by one, lose Minnesota by one, and win Colorado. The thing with that is, when there's a bad day, if it's just a bad day for Florida or Minnesota, they might lose by two. I don't know. I'd prefer just to get the plus money on that. So that's the hockey. And then we go to college basketball, which I only have one play in. It's going to be for 0.75 of a unit. That one is under 155.5. And that's all. That's all I have. I have that game. Pull it up here again. It was. I have it at 146 to 150. So I find value there. Totals in college basketball are a little riskier than many other sports. But anyway, 3/4 of a unit. NBA. Nice day there. Actually, it was 3-0 in college. 1-0 NBA, if I remember right. Yesterday, it was 4-0 in basketball. Yeah, there it is. It was. Yeah. And then, all right, so Golden State and Chicago. I have two on this. Again, there won't be any parlay because while it is correlated, there's not much value in adjusting lines, teasing lines. I mean, if you wanted to do a parlay at the straight lines and get plus money, go for it. But don't tease the lines in basketball. Just not profitable. So Golden State and Chicago. Golden State is faltering a little bit. That is going to end. Contrarian side of me says go with Golden State. However, Chicago at home by 3.5. I'm going to roll with that. Chicago -3.5 and a game under 223. Again, I don't like the parlays in this because there's just too many wild cards. Again, never a teaser or, for the most part. Again, there's exceptions to every rule. I'm sure I've played a teaser in basketball, maybe even on this podcast. I don't know. Not a good idea as a general rule. A parlay in this, you could do the same game parlay, correlate it, and I just wouldn't tease it, and you're going to get your full payout in the parlay. I just don't like that in this game. I'll take my chances on the standard bets. Next is Atlanta and Miami. Miami -4.5. That seems very solid to me. It looks like 115, 105, 116, 107, right in that area. And lastly, Memphis. I'm going to stay with the hot hand here. Memphis, Dallas is no good right now. Memphis over Dallas. Memphis by 2. I think the majority of lines are 2.5. I got it -2 at 115, which is a decent value play to pay a nickel on that extra juice and get the extra half point just in case. Don't expect it to be that close. Although I don't look at this as a big blowout game. Just this is more. Actually, I look at it 110, 106, just to be perfectly transparent, which is not something I would typically play when I'm getting only a 2-point cushion. And that, by the way, is why I'm buying that extra half or getting the extra half point by choosing the right book. I'm not buying it. Is that there's a momentum play here. Memphis on a streak and at home. I'm not going to go against that streak. All my indicators say that Memphis wins, but it's a close one. I'm going to roll with them. And that is it. And good luck.